Now, Michael's here to talk about some of the wonderful events that are happening in our city this weekend, some mischief we can get So what have we got going on? What's happening?
We've got two big events coming up for this long weekend. The first one, if you're a history buff, you can check out the history of Sydney's transport and watch it come to life in the 2019 Transport Heritage Exposition.
What?
Yeah. You can, quote-unquote, go back in time and experience what it was like to travel around the city on a boat, train or bus. The expo is at Central Station and is running from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. today and throughout this long weekend.
That's so cool. Yeah. I like that. I really like that.
Yeah. Get a good look at the old trams before we get the new ones in.
Oh, have you seen those new ones yet?
Yeah, they're really futuristic.
They're
and
pretty
weird.
Funky. I haven't got on the metro yet, though.
Oh, that's good. It is a good service, the metro.
I'm pretty keen for the metro. I need to get on it at some point this weekend, but yeah. Haven't had an excuse yet. Okay, so we've got the Transport Expo that's happening at Central Station through the long weekend, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yes, and tickets range from $20 to $30 based on how old you are.
Well, I'll pretend I'm very young and fool no one. So what else have we got going on this weekend?
And then another big thing we've got is the Cronulla Sharks and the Eels are going head-to-head in Cronulla tonight, actually.
Football.
Yeah, you can still get tickets now, ranging from $10 to $27, also depending on your age there. They just love to cut out the old folk, don't they? You can get them through Ticketek. And as far as I'm concerned, it's probably the best chance you've got to meet the PM because it's the only place he shows up with regularity.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Don't know football. Do you like the football? Do you like the NRL?
I'm more of an AFL guy, but I'll watch the NRL when my mom forces me to.
Oh, it's your mum that forces you. Which team does she barrack for?
She unfortunately supports the West Tigers, so it's pretty much all
Balmain.
Pain for her. Yes.
There we go.
Still calls it Balmain to this day.
No, my dad used to support the Parramatta Eels.
Oh, okay.
So I always thought, I'll support the Parramatta Eels, and that's a whole world of pain. That never comes out good. They've never won. They're very bad team.
There's like three teams you can support and have a good time.
Yeah.
And the Eels and the Tigers are not those teams.
No. I've got an event.
Oh.
Oh, excuse me, for us as well, if I don't choke on my own words as they're coming out. The Sydney Knitting Club has something going on today. I'm going to take a drink of water because, oh my gosh,
it's my poor throat.
It's that time of year. Yeah. It's that time of morning. So they've got knitting classes for beginners, I should say, and more experienced knitters as well. There's circular needles for beginners. That's happening today. There's lots of classes being put on at a cafe venue. You'll get the venue when you book your session. There's all sorts of classes. Socks for beginners, knitting 101, circular needles for beginners. There's beginners classes as well. I love knitting.
Really?
I love the idea of knitting. I'm so unbelievably bad at it. Like, incomprehensibly bad at it. My nan tried to teach me. God bless her. She was not a patient woman. I can do a square. I don't know if I'm casting on and off correctly, but I think it's a skill that is so quickly being lost. And it's such an interesting skill. I'd love to be able to knit properly. So that's my pick this week. What's your pick of the bunch this week?
Oh, my pick of the bunch? You know what? I'd say probably go to the expo, the Sydney Transport Expo, get in there. Or, of course, can't actually go there, but always tune into the French Open, watch Barty do it for
that's
us.
What you're going to get along to this weekend.
Sure.
When's she playing?
Barty is playing, I think it's tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. This is so exciting.
Oh yeah, Australian champ coming back.
Oh, I hope she becomes an Australian champ.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while since we've had one.
It really has, hasn't it? It's been a moment. Okay, so her next game, I want to say, is today at 11 p.m.
Okay, I got it wrong. So it goes over until tomorrow then.
That's it. That's it. So she won yesterday.
Yes, she did.
And then her next game is this final. It's going to be at 11 p.m. And it's versing... I don't even know which country this girl's from.
No, I was watching the match.
She's a Czech player.
Czech player, yeah. I was watching her last night. I had $1 on Ash Barty to win. I cancelled it because she did so poorly in the second half of the first set, and I thought, you know what, that's fine. And she mounted the comeback of the century.
Oh my gosh.
But you know what? It's for Australia. It was worth it.
So she's playing a Czech player who is currently ranked number 38, I think.
Oh.
She's only 19 years old.
Ooh.
So, and then you've got Ash, who's 23.
Mm-hmm.
And currently ranked number 8.
And she'll jump significantly if she wins.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Good God.
Oh, we haven't had an Australian number one since Leighton Hewitt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. All right. Well, we're going to throw that one in there, everyone. Mm. It's going to be big news, hopefully, tomorrow. Hopefully.
Oh, he's open.
Thanks for joining us.